This week, France has been marking a year since the Paris terror attacks that left 130 people dead. This past Saturday, the nightclub where most were killed, the Bataclan, reopened with a performance by Sting.
Tomorrow's rain will wash the stains away. Something in our mind will always stay.
Last year at this time, I spoke with Clément Binzy, a musician based in Paris who was very close to one of the restaurant attacks. He joined us via Skype to share some of the music he had been listening to since the attacks. I started by asking him how he was doing.
I'm trying to be fine, but to be honest, it's a bit hard because I was like 300 meters from everything. Like there is one street which is called Rue de Charonne. And, well, you know, there were some attacks around there, and I was 300 meters in a concert room just listening to music, and that was kind of shocking just because we didn't hear anything, we didn't see anything, but we started getting calls from all our friends. Like, I got calls from Australia, from Mexico, from Argentina, from Paris, obviously, from people telling me to just be careful. Like, we didn't know what was happening, but we got a lot of calls from a lot of people. That was just scary.
Well, and I know that sometimes after traumatic events like that, it's even difficult to listen to music. Sometimes it helps a lot. How has it been for you?
Well, to be honest, during the concert I was actually attending, that was very hard to focus just because we knew something was actually happening. But now, well, I mean, I'm doing music all the time and I don't, you know, I feel like we need to be stronger because music is everything I like, is everything I do all the time. So I have to keep on doing it. I have to.
Well, let's listen to some of the music that you have brought for us today, starting with a classic. This is La Montagne, and it's by Jean Ferrat.
Il quitte un à un le pays pour s'en aller gagner leur vie loin de la terre où ils sont nés. Depuis longtemps, ils en rêvaient de la ville et de ses secrets. Du formica et du ciné. Les vieux, ce n'était pas original quand ils s'essuyaient machinal d'un revers de manche les lèvres. Mais ils savaient tous à propos tuer la caille ou le perdreau et manger la tome de chèvre. Pourtant, que la montagne est belle. Comment peut-on s'imaginer en voyant un vol d'hirondelle que l'automne vient d'arriver?
So what do you think when you hear this now?
Well, basically, it makes me want to escape. It makes me want to go to the mountain. Like you said, La Montagne. It's just, we've been trying to find songs to make us think about something else, to basically take our minds out of things, which is basically impossible. But still, this song really helps me. Like, when I listen to it, I feel like nothing has happened, and I feel like I'm just, you know, like when I used to listen to this song when I was younger.
Well, another one you wanted us to hear is Sapé Comme Jamais by the Congolese-born French rapper Maître Gims, featuring Niska.
On casse ta porte, c'est la Gestapo. Je vais te retrouver, me guigo Lambo. Ça veut vendre des tonnes à la Gustavo. Un café sans sucre, j'en ai plein sur le dos. Eh ouais, ma puce, là, tu me rambo. Ça va faire 6 ans qu'on met des combos. Je manie les mélos, oui, oui, voilà donc. Tu te demandes si c'est pas un complot. Oh les mains, sauf les mecs, ça fait en bas les mains. Bas les mains, bas les mains, ça roule façon Aladdin. Oh les mains. Sauf les mecs, ça fait en bas les mains. Bas les mains, bas les mains, bas les mains. Ça roule façon Aladdin. Passe avant minuit. Je vais te faire vivre un dream. Avant sur la piste, les yeux sont rivés sur toi. Les habits qui brillent, tels les mille et une nuits. Paris est vraiment ma.
And we mentioned that this song is from a French rapper with roots in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Your family is originally from nearby Cameroon.
Exactly. Well, I mean, my grandpa was born in Cameroon, as my dad was. And, well, actually, about this song, it's more the rhythm. Like, the rhythm of this song just makes me want to smile. It just basically makes me want to dance again, which I haven't felt since after the attacks. After the attacks, like I said, it was just so hard to move. With this song, I'm actually smiling. That's exactly what it brings me.
What is this song about?
It's just about being crazily dressed. Well, crazy wouldn't be the right word, but like, you know, extravagantly dressed. Like, wearing exactly what we want to wear without actually, you know, basically daring to wear exactly what you want to wear.
Well, another one you wanted us to hear is Alors on danse by Stromae.
Alors on danse. Alors on danse. Alors on danse. Qui dit étude dit travail. Qui dit taf te dit les thunes. Qui dit argent dit dépense. Qui dit crédit dit créance. Qui dit dette te dit huissier. Et lui dit assis dans la... Qui dit amour dit les gosses, dit toujours et dit divorce. Qui dit proche te dit deuil, car les problèmes ne viennent pas seuls. Qui dit crise te dit monde, dit famine, dit tiers-monde. Qui dit fatigue dit réveil, encore sourd de la veille. Alors on sort pour oublier tous les problèmes. Alors on danse. Alors on danse.
So, just putting my French to the test here, that sounds to me like it means, so one dances.
Almost. You almost got it.
Oh, what is it?
It's, so now we dance.
So now we dance. Okay.
Yes.
Bad translation, but the same meaning, basically. But what made you pick this one?
Well, basically, the first time I listened to the song, I just thought like it was a pop, cool song to dance to. But now when I listen to the text, it's just like, despite everything that's happening to us, like at the beginning, right before the chorus, he actually says, and to forget about all our problems, well, now we dance. So it's like, that's exactly it. Now we just want to dance and forget about our problems.
It reminds me of the song Downtown, the old song Downtown, forget all our troubles, forget all our cares.
That's it. That's it. Exactly.
It's the same sentiment. Well, you are a musician, as we mentioned, and you've been recording some music even after the attacks. I want to listen to one of your songs. This is called Now. What did you want to do with this song? What were you thinking about?
Well, I'm going to be very honest. At first, when I started recording the song, none of the events had actually happened, and I was just trying to recover from a breakup, and I felt bad, and everything I wanted to say was, I want to go now. But after the attacks and everything, I literally wanted to go. I wanted to escape. I wanted to escape from everything that actually had happened. So I want to go now actually became something more than just escaping from a bad relationship breakup. It was actually just escaping from everything that we'd seen, from the shocking images that we've seen, from, you know, everything that we saw. That's it.
And do you think that that message will be heard by people who hear your song? Or do you think that they'll just want to escape from whatever pain they happen to be in?
I think it can be heard. I think it can be heard because, well, that's what music does, basically. We just put all our emotions in it, and then we just hope it's going to help people to feel the same way. You know, for me, it's kind of like a therapy to just sing something like this, so I hope it can help as many people as it can.
That's Clément Binzi, a musician in Paris. We spoke with him last November after the attacks there, and we're listening to a new song right now that Clément has done since the attacks with musicians Matthew Heyer and Jonas Walk. It's called We Are Alive.
If there's one thing to say, it is that we are alive. I remember listening to them say, yeah, I hope that it's gonna be fine. I remember wanting to go.